Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do when all things are good and right in the world, we're going to commence this week with the writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. You sound healthy. That sounds great.
Well, for a change.
You're right. As you say.
Back, I'm back on the bike. Back on the bike. So that's, you know.
Excellent.
That always chases everything away.
Back Excellent. On the bike.
So.
As you would expect, it was a bad week in Chicago. From Friday to Monday morning, for some it was the last bad weekend. Five victims were shot and murdered, and another 17 were shot and wounded. I'm reading through the news stories, and this activist and that activist comes out, and okay, we get it. It's horrible. We feel for the victims. But then they ask the same old politicians to somehow act differently than they have for their entire decades of running things. And then they turn around and say, yeah, more of us should be disarmed, as if the gangs of fatherless men are going to, for some imagined reason, put their guns away. Wow. Things really don't change.
No, disarming good people is not a force multiplier. It's not going to make, the bad guys of the world need to be confronted by the good guys of the world. And that's where a lot of the problems run in. But most of the people that carry guns, they're not just taking care of themselves. They're taking care of the specter of their carrying a gun, since bad guys don't know who is or is not, sort
right.
of chastises all of them into maybe thinking twice about doing things.
I'm so glad you said that, because I wrote an article and then I went and read some of the comments. And I'm going, did you guys read the article? Do you not get it? Now, I in some sense, I'm going to cut them a little slack. I try and write my articles for the undecided person.
Sure.
Because I don't need to change the gun nuts' point of view, and I'm not going to change the hardcore anti-gun person. And then this pro-gun guy says, you didn't talk about the personal use of nuclear weapons, so you really don't support the Second Amendment. I'm going, that's your biggest gripe. That's amazing.
The personal use of nuclear weapons.
Just it's some extreme position that I don't mention in the article. It's not about that. I'm going, you went so far to combine. The reason that comes up, I wrote a number of articles recently about constitutional carry in different states, what there are five or six different states that are looking at it.
Right.
And, okay, once you've run the numbers a few times, all right, I just made it a spreadsheet. Well, okay. And then you go, but wait a minute. It's the excuses that people are putting up, the objections are subtly different from state to state. I mean, but part of them are the same every time. We imagine that the police will keep us safe. We don't need guns. But those people are ignoring the fact that the police routinely ask their family to go armed. Have you ever known a cop who didn't want his spouse and children to be armed?
Oh, as many as they can get permits in hand.
Right.
So what was the primary complaint, though? I mean, armed people being a carrier and being your own first responder is really a very basic, simple concept. And it you know, I apply Occam's razor to just about everything.
Yes.
And it sounds like some of your commenters maybe went beyond Occam's razor. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, I think they, you know what's interesting? In some sense, they were doing the same things that the anti-gun proponents do. They're saying, this is constitutional carry. We shouldn't have to defend it. It's our right. And I'm going, okay, so what? Yeah? This is not the perfect world. We have to defend our rights. They're not self-enforcing. Okay, and some of the complaints that the anti-gun guys have, well, the police won't be able to tell the good guys from the bad guys unless you have your permit. And I'm sitting there, every cop I've ever been with, he doesn't know who the passenger is in the car. He doesn't
right.
know the guy he's stopping on the street. He approaches everybody as if they're one of the bad guys. That's what they teach in the academy. Hey, thugs won't obey the rules. Don't assume that the people will. I'm just going, wow. It seems to me, it seems so obvious, but somehow to the average reader, they're still confused.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. When I get out there and I, you know, what, like in South Carolina,
right?
There are some states, I think, where you can. Are there actually some states where you can wear a badge saying you're a concealed carry holder?
I've never heard of one.
Well, I mean, I've seen some places that want to sell a badge for that, right? And
yeah, but that's just silly.
That's not allowed, right? That's not allowed. And yet, if, you know, maybe you should shoot a video going, hi, I am Rob Morris, and today I'm going to address all of my commenters. I don't want you to get upset with me or anything. I am going to give you special attention, however. See, how many shootings do we know of with cops, with armed civilians that hold permits? Accidental shootings. Or the police shooting permit holder.
The only one I know was literally a mass murder, and I don't know if it was the concealed carry holder who shot the mass murderer and then picked up his gun, and then the cops show up and killed him. I've heard other stories where something like that happened, and the cops ran up and they said, why didn't you shoot him? He goes, he wasn't standing there like a thug. If you or I were there with our finger off the trigger, it's just, is it called port arms? Is that where the barrel's down, Phil?
Port arms, present arms is the salute.
That's barrel up, isn't it?
Yes, and yeah. Port arms is, I don't know how it would be with a pistol. I would probably have it at my side where they can see it with my finger way off the trigger guard as they're coming in. And if they want me to drop it, boom, it hits the dirt. There you go,
right.
Boys.
If you and I have it at low ready and we're relaxed, just looking around, isn't that fascinating? We're taught over and over in, like, church security teams, school security teams, get someone on your side to go find the police and guide them to you so that you have one of your colleagues, one of your students, stick their head around and go, Rob, the police are here. The next sound the world hears is clink as my gun hits the ground.
Right.
Right, absolutely, because everybody's all jacked up at that point.
Well, I mean, I want to talk about something I think. I don't understand why I don't hear more about this. I'm sure in the heat of the moment it becomes a thing. Definitely not going to happen in just regular self-defense. But in the event of the Rampage Killer, I wonder why more people aren't doing this. So,
okay, when we come back. Interesting.
When we come back, how do people find you, sir?
Each week I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. We'll record later today. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. And if I've been good, once a week I get to join you and the ninjas.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we were just talking about an article where he took, commenters are always the fun part of anything. Any media you put out there, there's commenters. And you were talking about the stuff that you were getting. And here's the thing about... that I don't hear anybody talking about. Maybe they do, and I just haven't been to that class.
Okay.
So in the event of a rampage shooting.
Yep.
That I'm not like in the room when it starts, where I can hear it like in a mall or something. The first thing I'm doing, well, let me rephrase that. The third thing I'm doing is I'm pulling out my AirPods, I'm sticking them in my ears, I'm calling 911, and I'm saying who I am, where I am, what I'm wearing, and what I'm doing. And I'm going to give them a full description of me. Because when a rampage killer is still active, until he is disrupted, which is a nice way of saying shot, until he is shot, he's still pretty dangerous. And I'm not really all that prepared to go to low ready, put the gun on the ground or anything else. So after, you know, if they want to roll in on me and put themselves between me and him, okay, fine. I'll withdraw. I'll go back into the dress shop where I was in the mall with my wife, and I'll just... You know, I'll sit back and put the gun away and everything else and wait for them to come take my statement. But if not, it's probably going to be over with before they get there. And when it is over with, and when those guys have traveled as fast as they've traveled, under all that stress and duress, just thinking about what they're going to be doing on, I want them to know who to look for as the good guy.
Yes.
And you know, but I... For all the other stuff, they'll get out there. What about nukes? Should we have nukes? What about tanks? Should we have tanks? I think that if you can pick it up and carry it, right? And it is a directed weapon. It is a surgical weapon where you have to direct it to go to something in detail. Then yes, we should have those if we can pick them up and carry them. But you know, nukes are not man portable. Tanks are not man portable. It's a very simple thing. We're talking about small arms. Second Amendment does not cover nukes, I'm pretty sure. Although there's some readings of it, I guess might. I guess it just depends on the scholar.
I mean, it literally used to include cannon. That's what the shot heard around the world was about.
Right.
When the Brits wanted to go grab the powder and cannon at Concord. Times have changed. Well, the militia was there to protect the state. Now the biggest threat to the state is Chinese money buying our politicians. What I was talking about and what I found interesting was the excuses that I make about why anti-gunners, and they may just be people who don't know any better. Again, I'm looking for the people who can change their mind. And then the sort of extremists that I got in the comments, I thought, wow, they're both kind of blind to things. Maybe they just aren't used to thinking about it. Bill, that what to do when the cops show up is what we talk about a lot in the FASTER classes. That's where it stands for Faculty and Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. It's where you teach school staff to be first responders. Yeah, they talk about now the advantage that they have is they've probably trained with their local cops at least a half dozen times a year. So they work it out. But as one teacher said, yeah, you know, a guy from out of town may roll in, hear the alarm. I could get shot. But, and again, as you said, probably by the time that happens, all my students are safe. Bad day to be me.
Right.
And he was okay with that. He thought it's very remote. Most likely the cops are going to. But what we did practice was, please run around the corner. Please go get the police. Tell them I'm here. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to try not to move. This is where they'll find me. And I'm just making sure nothing bad happens. Do you remember the defenders in the mall? Was it Kenya? Nairobi?
Yes, Westgate Mall.
Westgate Mall. And you and I go, I didn't know Westgate had malls in Kenya. Evidently they do. And the defenders had got guns from their car. They were keeping the terrorists bottled up upstairs, and they kept waving people past them. And finally, the police, if you will, caught up to the first responders. It must have been amazingly heart-wrenching and tense for everybody there.
Well, the military was going through a bureaucratic squabble for about 4 or 5 hours, and a lot of people in that locale that had permits heard this over the radio. Surprisingly, the interesting thing about it was there was two name brands represented in that. Glock and CZ, they refer to them as Seska in South Africa. And they went with full-size service pistols. They went with guns that would normally find their way as secondary devices, you know, secondary weapon. So they did very well because tactics can outdo superiority as far as what you got, what kind of arsenal you got behind you.
And isn't that, as I understand, a lot of the guys who, armed civilians who came forward, were competitors, were firearms competitors. They knew how to move with a gun. They knew how to differentiate a target. In fact, I think when the military rolled in, it shot some of the police who were staging a raid. Yikes.
Some of them were ex-special forces as well. So, I mean, it was not your usual group of guys from the country club showing up.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now that you bring it up, I'm trying to remember, I think it was, again, sub-Saharan Africa. It's an ex-SAS guy, and somebody tries to stage a terrorist takeover of a shop right in front of him, and he goes, oh, crap. I think he grabs, like, two pieces of kit out of his trunk, and he goes to war and stops him. He takes out, like, six terrorists, and then goes, yeah, now I'm late. Wow. Yeah. The people make a phenomenal difference, and their attitude.
Yeah, preparation. I did not know that you had to put up with some of the commenters. Like, I have to put up with some of the commenters.
Same. Now, Amaland, where else do you think?
Well, truth about guns.
Okay, interesting. I have seen that there, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's a robust conversation. It's fun. But anyway, not complaining. Tell everybody how to find you.
Each week I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society. I blog at Slow Facts, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column at Amaland.
Check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House.
Qatar's a good friend and reliable and capable partner, and I'm notifying Congress that I will designate Qatar as a major non-NATO ally to reflect the importance of our relationship.
The Emir of Qatar was updated on the status of diplomatic efforts between the United States and Europe. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's COVID shot got approval last August. Both had been distributed under emergency use authorization. Moderna's COVID vaccine, now called Spikevax, is fully approved for adults. It retains emergency use authorization for teens and for use as a booster shot. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance the weather will cooperate as SpaceX tries tonight to launch a Falcon 9 rocket. Liftoff from Florida scheduled for 6:11 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. We are talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I'm going to push back on the news a little bit because you brought up something I thought was really interesting. You implied we tend to forget, and critics tend to forget, how many people we save. And that's where the media's bias of not covering armed defense kind of leaves people in ignorance, and it's important. One of the things that came up when, of course, in constitutional carry, because people don't know the good that guns do, I thought it came up when New York said, we're going to let you sue any firearms manufacturer because they let a dangerous gun loose on the street. So I ran the numbers, and then I looked at the dangerous violent criminals that New York judges, prosecutors release from prison. And I looked at how many of those go on to commit crimes, and I go, man, they're hundreds of times way more dangerous than any firearm ever. And I went, wow, you released those dangerous objects back on the public. Should we be able to sue you?
Well, you know, they tried to characterize the issue as guns being the issue. Except,
right.
You know, that's readily broken down because if all guns were that way, then, you know, the guns in my little safe over here would be breaking out and robbing me right now. And it's not about the gun. And there is no moral high ground if somebody gets out there and comes at you and bashes your head in with a brick. That's not better than being killed with a gun. There is no better than, there is no, you know, there's no high ground in crime. There's no moral high ground in crime. So.
Right.
And also, by wanting to disarm law-abiding people, what does that do? It's not going to decrease. And this is what leads me back to my. I mean, I think I'm thinking about actually writing something about this. I think the left likes crime. I think the left likes pain, and I think they like mayhem and chaos and murders and rapes and all that stuff, because they're looking for a sort of Second Amendment Cloward and Piven sort of thing to happen, where they drive it up, although it's working differently than they want it to.
There you go. Well, okay, we just filled the hour. And just to give you some numbers, you probably had them about close. The ratio is about 6 to 1 that a firearm is going to be used each year in self-defense versus in any sort of violent crime. Because it's not homicide versus homicide. It's how many times do we defend versus how many times do they threaten. And it's still 6 to 1 for the good guys. So if we take the guns away, that's leaving 5 good guys disarmed for every bad guy that was disarmed. It's not helping. When I went and looked at recidivism, it's scary. 41% of violent criminals were later reconvicted. 34% of them were reincarcerated. So we really don't fix them in prison. There are a lot of people who have a life of violent crime. If people have released a dangerous article on the public, it's these prosecutors and judges in New York. It's scary what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, and in the interim, they're blaming a gun for something that they did. Their policy is what's making this possible. And
exactly.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. Of course, they're going to do that because that's sort of a little subterfuge. If we didn't have as many guns, then we wouldn't have as many issues. Except there's the subterfuge, because of the problem they have issues right now in New York City is because the criminals there, or New York City, Chicago, name it, the criminals there have the expectation that their would-be victims can't carry a gun.
Right.
So they're,
isn't that interesting? They had constitutional carry take place in Texas, and the crime rate in Dallas fell. Now, when last I looked, both Dallas and New York have to deal with COVID. Interesting.
Well, another thing is in Houston, where they have let criminals out early.
Yeah.
I think it's in 4 years they've had 150 people killed by criminals that have been let out early.
Yeah.
In their reform on crime, 150 plus people. And, while on the hand, like with Hogg, what's the Hogg kid's name? He's the one out there saying you have a right not to be shot, except his heroes are nullifying that right by letting all these guys out.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be shooting. Now, I'm not going to shoot anybody that isn't trying to do something to me. So the chances I'm going to be the bad guy. But,
Bill, and I just thought of that. You've been at enough competitions. You've seen how ordinary people stand with a firearm.
Right.
You've seen them before, during, and after.
Right.
When they're looking, when they're just standing at ease, when they're getting ready to put it away, they're just scanning. I think that is a tell. Just if you've played sports, you've looked at how another person moved and you said, oh, he's a player. I can see how he moves. And I think that was a tell that kept some of the defenders alive. The cops came up and went, he looks like one of us. I'm not sure exactly why, but he looks like one of us.
Yeah. Being a self-defender in today's world, you're going to have to be a very alert person, because you're going to have to deal with the threat first, and then when the second responders get there to you, then you got to deal with them. So you have to be a very alert person, and I cannot imagine how much discipline that's going to take, simply because if they do have to shoot somebody, they're going to have to maintain enough equilibrium of mind to hold on to their faculties until the cops get there, and then they can let them go.
Right. Then you can get down on your knees and cry, which is not a crazy response. Maybe it's about right.
Getting on your knees and crying, vomiting, breaking out in the tremors, feeling, no matter what the temperature is, you're going to feel very, very cold.
Because all the blood left your extremities. On the other hand, Bill, I bet anything we rehearse, we need a map. So just like in all our firearms training, you think you're done, look around. Okay, go ask for help. Hey, I just had to do this. Call. We rehearse parts of that so that we don't stand there with a blank look on our face. Again, in this case, ex-military firearms instructor said, get your back against a wall, take a breath, and keep working. Just because you don't have anything to shoot doesn't mean you're done. What's the next thing that has to happen? Just calling out, is anybody hurt? Do you need help? Immediately, that hopefully distinguishes you from one of the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a pretty good piece of advice to give. Anything that you can throw into the equation of steps that you need to do, mm-hmm. if you repeat those enough, that's the way the military does everything. It's repetitive steps, little acronyms, sports, and stuff like that, where they're getting out and creating a series of events that you try to hang on to, sort of like jumping out of an airplane, which is a very unnatural act.
How about wow.
you tell everybody how to find you, please?
Don't jump out of an airplane. Each week I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen column. And then I get to join Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Rob Morse about various things. Where would you like to end this, sir?
Let's do a little bit of news, and then I got one other thing that I'd like to jump into. Did you notice this one? Dozens of handguns, rifles, and shotguns were stolen out of Los Angeles, California, because looters repeatedly raided trains. Police and law enforcement did nothing for over a month until the let them loot in peace, until somebody said, you know, they're stealing firearms. This is in a state where you have to register your guns. You have to report if a gun is stolen. And all that so that honest gun owners' guns won't be used in crime. If you kind of choked when you heard that, that's right. You're right. So much for background checks, waiting periods, may issue permits, red flag laws, all those infringements that gave California an A grade by Giffords for strongest gun laws in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Giffords, the Giffords organization. She wrote an op-ed about January 6th and the 10th anniversary of her shooting without mentioning the Alexandria shooting when it was Republican. So, Gabrielle right. Giffords, I don't much care what she has to say.
Isn't that interesting? She forgot about when Republicans were targeted for some strange reason. One of the things I wonder is who inside the Union Pacific shipping office tip the thugs about which, these are all Sealand containers, which ones to go smash open. Because walking around with a sledgehammer and beating those things open at the locks, that's hard work.
Yep.
Unless you don't just open them all. And a shipping manifest is what tells you what was in those containers. So all the shippers knew what was in there. And what you and I also wonder is, were those guns going from FFL to a gun store or, you know, essentially manufacturer to distributor? Or were they being sent to police and government agencies? Because now we're talking about guns that ordinary people can't even get in California.
Yeah, they're not on the list.
They're not on the dreaded safety firearms list.
Yes, the safe handgun list.
Yeah. Giggle, snort.
Yep. Well, I mean, I did see that. I did see that. And, you know, I hate to put it this way.
Okay.
I hate to put it this way. But that government in California, state and local, didn't just happen.
Right.
It got elected. by, you know, the denizens of Chicago, not Chicago, of California. And
this is what you voted for over and over again.
Yep.
And now you're paying the price. Yeah. All right. Voting for over and over again. We talked about, I'm not sure if we talked about it, that bill in New York that turns, now it hasn't been passed, it's only in the assembly. It basically turns every location into a gun-free zone. Well, okay, evidently we didn't. And what I think it tells us is that New York Democrats know they're going to get spanked by the Supreme Court. There's a case there now where it's argued New York State said you have to go get a permit and no, you can't have one. And whoops, the Supremes are looking at that going, excuse me, how is that not an infringement? So then when they think they're going to get spanked, so they'll have to issue permits, this assembly bill, and now I'm going to quote, prohibits firearms in locations, including all forms of public transportation, all large gatherings, all food and drink establishments. Okay, what is that? Now we're going to dive into the details. And it, by the way, it's now a felony. If you have, by the way, it doesn't say concealed carry. It says mere possession of a rifle, shotgun, or any firearm. Any form of public transportation, railroad, ride-sharing services, buses, subways, air travel, taxis, and public transportation. Air travel. Remember all the guys that would get arrested as they're trying to travel through a New York airport, and they say, did you spend the night last night at home? No, I was in a hotel. Ah, you were somewhere where you didn't have a carry permit. Congratulations, we're going to arrest you. You're probably facing $10,000 in legal fees. But now it's worse than that. Now it's far, far worse than that. No, it's mere possession. When you carry your luggage, you possess your firearm. It's still all locked up, but still in the manufacturer's sealed container. You may even have the permit from TSA when you picked it up, and now you're just, no, you have possession of it. So this bill is really, really crazy. I think this is what happens when uninformed people try and write gun laws. I mean, all the 4-H shooting classes, their version of a large or gathering is 15 people. Five adults, 10 kids. Oops, if any of them, if there's anybody has a rifle there, boop, okay, it's illegal. On the face of it, just because you possess a rifle around people. It's crazy.
Indeed.
All indeed. Your security, for you and I, all our Christmas parties, for 4th of July celebrations, birthday party, illegal because there are over 15 people and somebody brought a gun. The 4-H safety classes, oh, and all your church security is now illegal. Has to, just got disarmed. I'm just trying to think who. Oh, the other thing it does? Okay, hunters, there's lots of wild land upstate New York. A lot of hunting up there. But you need now to leave your cased rifle in the back of your truck because you can't bring it into the restaurant? Oh, man, this is going to be known as the Come Steal My Hunting Rifle bill.
Yep. Yep. All that stuff where you may be able to carry a weapon, but then when you get to some place, you can't carry it in there. That means you have to leave it in a unsecured vehicle. And I don't care if it's locked. Unless you have spent tens of thousands of dollars, the glass is going to break. I mean, I've got an ink pen from a company that'll break a window.
Interesting. You know?
And they are designed to shatter. So you can be rescued in the event
right.
that something bad happens. But they, yep. the fringe benefit for the gun thief, the would-be gun thief, is they shatter so you can go through the console, the glove compartment. Unless you're going to weld a gun safe, to the frame of your car, which is even that. I mean, why not just steal the car if that's what they really want? I mean,
right.
Oh, you know, so, I mean, all that stuff. I just sit back and go, wow, those straws that you guys are grasping, they're getting thinner, aren't they?
They're getting thinner, aren't they? I think they are. Okay, here's another thin straw. Do you remember how David Kodria and his colleague, now deceased, Mike Vanderbo, released Fast and Furious because the ATF was talking about it?
Right.
And eventually they earned enough trust from guys in the ATF who felt dirty when they saw this happening. Well, again, the ATF leaked to David Kodria that President Biden is going to set his sights on the shockwave. And they also leaked that the ATF is begging Biden, do not open this can of worms. The Mossberg shockwave is a short-barreled shotgun that doesn't have a stock, so it's not officially a shotgun, so it's not officially a sawed-off shotgun.
Right.
It's smoothbore, so it's not a rifle or handgun. The ATF doesn't know what to do with it, and it's this short weapon, shoots shotgun shells, and they're saying, look, you understand, so many of our firearms laws are ridiculous, and they're arbitrary, and you're going to make us go in front of a judge. If we get the wrong judge and have to defend this, we're going to lose. We may win on appeal in some states. Don't roll the dice.
We're running out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you love it when you get on that roll and then we run out of time? Thank you very much for joining me today.
Say hi to Dan.
Dan is not going to be joining me today.
Oh, crushed. He's crushed.
But I'll still be ranting. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.